Hello and welcome to Let the Bird Fly, a podcast about living freely in a world given back to us. This is Wade here for a Winging It session, showing that the latest coup on episode 30, I believe it was, to remove me from the podcast was unsuccessful. I joke, of course, if you haven't listened to that episode, you can go back and see what I am talking about. But I'm back from Texas, where I was unable to be part of our last episode. And I'd say thankfully, but I'll miss aspects of it too. But my traveling is going to wind down for a bit here. I'll be doing a fair amount of presenting still throughout November in Wisconsin, but will not be out of the state as much. And we'll have a little time more with my family and hopefully to get caught up on some other stuff, which is always good. But as I have been presenting various places, one of the things that will come up after my presentations is people will ask me, what's a good a book to get about Luther or about the Reformation? And there's always the good old standby books, which I will recommend, and maybe we'll have episodes on those sometime. But when it comes to recent biographies of Luther or books about Luther, there's two that stand out, and I want to talk about one of those today. And these are more comprehensive. So if it's coming to specific aspects of Luther's thought and things like that, there's other books that would come to mind. But for more overviews, two that come to mind, and the one I want to talk about briefly with you for this Winging It session is Brand Luther by Andrew Pettigrew. There's a much longer subtitle, How an Unheralded Monk Turned His Small Town into a Center of Publishing, Made Himself the Most Famous Man in Europe, and Started the Protestant Reformation. But most, if you say Brand Luther, they'll know what you're talking about. This is put out once again by Andrew Pettigrew, who has done a number of a lot of work with the Reformations and has published a fair amount. This came out from Penguin Press in 2015. And if you were going to press me for one work that I think is the most interesting or offers the most as far as new insight or just a fresh take on Luther's Reformation, how it came to be, and insights about his work, this would be my number one choice. It's not pure biography by any means. This is not just a walk through Luther's life, but rather how Luther came to be Luther as many in his time knew him, which was through publications, and how his Reformation was able to take off like it did and have the impact that it did. And so I would say that Pettigrew really has three main areas that he focuses upon. The first and the chief area, which we'll talk a little bit more in a bit about, is Luther and publishing. How the printing press kind of transformed how he got his message out, but also how he transformed the printing press. The second, I think, would be his circle of friends. How the circle of friends Luther had early on in the Reformation and then throughout the Reformation shaped him, but also how he shaped these friends who in many ways would go out elsewhere and become voices for the Reformation, enable it spread, or some who would remain in Wittenberg, but through writings or from travels would be very important for spreading the Reformation or for helping it become more settled in places, for instance, Bugenhagen with church orders and things of this nature. And then third, although I don't think Pettigrew gets into Bugenhagen as much in that respect, but that just comes to mind. And then the third would be how Wittenberg shaped Luther, and then how Luther in turn shaped Wittenberg. This kind of tiny, somewhat no-name, newish town with a newish university at the time that Luther got there, which becomes then a center for publishing because of Luther's work there, and really sees a lot of transformation of the town itself because of the university and Luther. This remarkable group of men and women who are assembled there at this time in history, maybe the last place you would expect to have that much talent assembled, and how they then work together to reshape the theological landscape of Germany and to set forth what they believe to be the heart and core message of the scriptures as a whole, and especially the New Testament and Paul's epistles, which is justification by grace through faith. This book I use in my Luther course here at the college that I teach at Wisconsin Lutheran College, and I find that it really catches students' attention in a marvelous fashion because people from a variety of majors or fields or interests or disciplines can find things to latch onto in this. I've talked about that sometimes at various places, so some of you may have heard me mention that. But really, communication majors can latch on to the way the gospel or Luther's message was communicated through print and propaganda. Art, those interested in the arts, visual imagery and things of this nature can get oftentimes very interested in the work that Cranach and others did with woodcuts or with paintings, how the Reformation doctrine was set before the eyes of the people. Those interested in education, the importance that print and literacy would play then in the spread of the Reformation. There's just a variety of backgrounds that people, business majors, marketing. In many ways, the Reformation was marketed, right? A number of angles at which people can be kind of sucked into what Luther did. And so I don't want to give away the whole book, but I do want to talk about what I found to be particularly interesting about Luther's relationship with the printing press. I, for much of my life, had a conception that I think a lot of people have, is that Luther just kind of sat down and then furiously wrote something, not furiously like angry, but quickly, and then sent it off to the printer and was somewhat done with it. And I think there may be truth to the fact of he didn't oftentimes edit or revise his writings. But it turns out, as Pedigree, I think, very successfully shows, that Luther was much more involved with the printers and with what his works look like than we previously thought. This happened somewhat with the influence of someone like Lucas Cranach the Elder, who was an artist, but also would be a publisher as well, who was worried about how words looked on the page, fonts, and things of that nature, but also from Luther's own concern that his works be presented in a way that were accessible to people, that they could be easily read, that they weren't too difficult on the eyes. And so Luther actually had printers he began to favor or to send certain works to. So if a work was, he had a particular concern for one aspect of it, it might go to a certain printer. And printers were then drawn to Wittenberg in order to be able to work with Luther, or from places outside of Wittenberg, tried to solicit the ability to publish some of Luther's works. And this is important, too, because a lot of people don't realize that printers were not making money for much of the history of the printing press leading up to the Reformation. Oftentimes, you would print a few of very long texts, for instance, for universities and things of this nature. And there were still a lot of people who preferred the older style of manuscripts. If you were going to spend the money, many thought that was more pleasing to the eye. And what Luther did by, A, writing so much, but B, writing things that greatly expanded the market for such works. That is, they weren't simply academic, but he's writing for the common people as well, those who are literate, or for those who might be hearing these works read to them, which is why woodcuts were so important, to put pictures to the message. Luther is able to write a lot of works and also works that are not terribly long, so they can be mass-produced. They don't take too long to produce. And then they can be easily transported, which means they can be smuggled if need be. But also, you can just take large quantities of them places in order to sell them. And then they could be priced in such a way that they were more accessible since they were produced in such a way. I just find it fascinating how Pedigree unpacks this, how he shows how Luther's gift as a writer, especially that he was such a German author writing especially to Germans, that he was able to write, in clear yet peasant German, powerful German, things that could impact an audience that just exceeded in the scope of audiences prior to this, almost anything else that had come out. And so Luther became not only a person, not only a theologian, but for many, a brand. There was a particular look to his works, a particular sound to his writings when read aloud. But also Luther and his writings were something that were marketed then, so to speak. Not marketed in some hokey, what we might think of, church bait and switch method that might be used today. But marketed in that, to get the ideas out, works that were pleasing to the eye, that were intended to be readable, that were easily transported and spread and passed between person and person, were being produced. As far as a circle of friends, this just reminds us how important it was that Luther was surrounded by people who were able to influence him when it came to print and art and music, but also people who could influence him academically, help to sharpen his ideas, and help him to think about how best to communicate them. And then Wittenberg itself, many people are making trips over to Wittenberg, with this being the 500th anniversary of the Reformation in 2017. And it's fun to go, and you can see a lot of history of how Wittenberg was, but also for us to try to imagine what Wittenberg was when Luther first came, and then what it was at Luther's death, with the growth of the university, the print industry that was brought in, the scholars who found their way to Wittenberg, students from around Europe who came to study under Luther and Melanchthon and others, just the transformation of the city that took place, and how Luther's theology then developed in that city. For much of his life, he's not able to travel outside of Saxony, and so he spends a lot of his time in Wittenberg. So I would highly recommend, I think it's out, it is out. I have a copy of a paperback I see on my shelf, as well as the hardcover I use for class. It is out in paperback form now too. But if there were just one book, let's say you're familiar somewhat with the outline of Luther's life, you've read one of the more well-known biographies, one book I would recommend for people who kind of want to get into a little bit more or have something fresh on Luther, you know, it's history. There's never anything necessarily new. History is history, but there certainly are things new as we, different aspects of research are carried out, different archives are dug in and things of this nature. Just a refreshing take, I think, on Luther and his relationship with the printing press and with others. So I would highly recommend my first go-to outside of a traditional biography would be Brand Luther by Andrew Pettigree. If you have read it, I hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't read it yet, it's really for the price. Just, I think it's an accessible read. It's very insightful. I would say it's hard to say. It's not worth whatever money you would put into it. Hopefully I'll pick up with another Winging It soon on more of a standard biography, but what I think is probably, in my mind, the best one that has come out in the very recent past. One that's a little more substantive. There are some very good shorter ones that have come out too. Not, you know, academically overpowering, but if I were going to say what's just an overview biography that I would recommend outside of the kind of the standard Kittleson or things of that nature, Baton, would be my choice. So we'll hopefully have that in another Winging It. But once again, Brand Luther by Andrew Pettigree, put out in 2015 by Penguin Press. Lay people and pastors and teachers alike will find it helpful. So if you haven't given up your interest in Luther and the Reformation with the passing of October 31st, and you don't yet have it on your bookshelf, perhaps give it a shot. If you have thoughts on it, would love to interact with you on that. I'm starting to figure out Twitter a little bit better. You can try to comment on Twitter on this episode if you want, and I'll see if I can figure it out. But you're also, the easiest way is usually comments on Facebook or to email. Would love to hear what you think about Brand Luther if you have given it a read. So with that, I will stop rambling and leave you for the rest of your day to go and let the bird fly.
Every evening when the sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to cry. I don't care what the people are thinking, I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set them up another round, I set them up another round, I set them up another round. One more round won't get me down.